Blog Talk Radio.
God bless this mess, this test we pass. Yeah.
Damn. And boy, in the third month, and we are off to a bang, huh? Well, as most of the ancient scholars have said, 6,000 rules, 6,000 years is up. The rulership of the Khalifa that's on the planet, who has been given the right by God to look over us all, his time is up. Hasn't done a very good job, in my opinion. And from the looks of what has been happening and the vibration on the planet, in the last, I would say, 3 years, it's just been escalating. It's like a snowball that is just totally insane. Totally insane. So I started the program out with a bang, but I want to say good evening to everybody. And glad that you're there, if you're there. If you want to call in and join me, call in number is 310-982-4136. Again, that number is 310-982-4136. Today, kind of like a melancholy day for me. Melancholy, as they say. There's so much garbage, and I think that in order for us to rise above it, the first thing we need to do is recognize the time that it is on the planet. You know, the Trayvon Martin situation, I think that has gotten a lot of attention. The Trayvon Martin situation, for me, it's, and I'm sure for a lot of us, baby boomers, is same story, different name, you know, from Emmett Till, Eleanor Bumpus, as I said before, Daniel Bell, Sean Bell, Oscar Grant. I mean, we can continue to put nameless and countless of names behind this specific act that is directed towards black men. There is absolutely, unhypocritically, positively, a war on brothers. And you know, with that being said, we really, really have to reevaluate a lot of things, you know, individually and collectively, because you know, the community is just an extension of your family. Some of these principles have not been practiced in our homes, and that's pretty much why we have the mayhem that's going on today, because we haven't implemented the law in our own home, and our children have taken on the nature of the beast, the slave master. They've taken over the, you know, they're mimicking the behavior of the society at large, and the programmers, should I say, the social engineers of our time. And a lot of us, when we don't have a strong foundation and when we haven't built our home and families on a strong foundation, then we have the mess that we have in terms of what's going on in Chicago and black-on-black crime and things of that nature. However, I want to be perfectly clear, because I'm hearing a lot of people say, you know, we get all up in arms, we meaning people of African descent especially, get real upset when a police or somebody else kills us, and, you know, we go around killing ourselves, you know, a dozen a weekend and things of that nature, and which is true, and which is also very sad. However, those dead Negroes that are participating in that type of behavior, they are not what we call, they're like zombies, you know, like those movies that you watch and you love, that the Hollywood produces, like Night of the Living Dead, and you got the zombies and the ghouls running around. They're walking dead, and they have been socially engineered and designed through generations of programs and programming to behave just the way they would be behaving at this time on the planet right now. So this is what we are experiencing. We are experiencing a situation where people have lost their damn minds, okay? And when you look at the young people and what they got to experience and what's going on with them, and the world we passed on to them, please, you know, now you see why everybody is gone crazy. But I still contend that if there is to be any liberation, it's going to come from the clear-thinking, free-thinking young people. Because most of the old people have bought into the programming and they ain't going to change. Their ass is through. They're not going to change. In fact, they're going to hold you back. You know, I'm going to give the number again. It's 310-982-4136. And we're just talking tonight. And I see a couple callers on the line. Hopefully, you know, they can chime in if they'd like. And just at any time or make a comment. I'm glad to see you out there this evening. It's just so much going on. Like I said, we started with this Trayvon Martin. I don't understand how anybody in their right freaking mind would possibly try to justify the police telling somebody to stop following somebody, and they decide to follow them any damn way, and the person ends up dead. Now, we're not even going to get into the race factor or any of that. And you just marinate on that for a minute. The police, you done told the police, you called 911 and said, I believe somebody is looking suspicious. They out here, and I believe they're up to no good. They look like they on drugs and whatever. And the police tell you, are you following this individual? And you go, yeah, And they say, hey, we don't need you to do that. You continue to do it, and the person is dead. Okay. Oh, my God. Now, whatever comes behind that is nothing but cover-up, is nothing but programming. If you're trying to make my mind believe that that's not a normal thought process. Yeah. Does anybody have a comment on what I'm saying? Is it just me? You know, am I crazy? I see a couple area codes on my screen. You know, welcome callers. If I see a 414-687-380, any one of you callers, if you want to, I'm glad that you're there. If you want to make a comment, hey, go ahead. I'm right here. If you don't, that's fine too. You're probably in shock like I am. Because since February, we've been dealing with a man running around responsible for the death of somebody, and he hasn't been apprehended. But there was a couple more dynamics thrown into this conversation, and it made me think even further. How deep is this situation with Trayvon? How in the world can a parent call for 3 days looking for their missing child, and this population in this town of Sanford, Florida, is not that large? So they know they got a dead body with a John Doe tag on him, laying up in the morgue. And although the parents are calling and filed a missing complaint on their child, nobody put two and two together and said that this may be y'all child laying up in the morgue. Seems to me, you know, it's really a lot more to this story than people are trying to convince us. I really do believe that. I also think that, you know, you always have people on the planet at this time when you have these kind of incidents that happen, whether it's, like I said, Eleanor Bumpus, whether it's Oscar Grant. You have people on the planet that try to demagogue the victim. The person that gets killed, in fact, becomes the person that is almost under suspicion. You start to wonder about his credibility. What was he doing? He had a hood on. And since he had a hood on, whatever. It's just all types of stuff. You start to investigate the person that's got killed as opposed to the person that did the killing. Now, something's wrong with this picture. Something is wrong with this picture. Y'all should understand this. And if we don't, then that means we're part of it. That means you're part of the program. I heard something today that really stuck in my mind. And it says that when you accept injustice, you become it. You become the very thing that you accept. So what has happened is we've gotten totally damn desensitized to all these damn people killing each other. We've gotten we're not desensitized, of course, when it comes to outside entities killing ourselves. But we've gotten desensitized to some degree of the death of ourselves, the killing off of ourselves. We can't love each other that way. When we know that we can spend $788 billion in this economy, we spend $788 billion. That's enough to create any and every type of system of government that we need for ourselves. So that right there is way too far of a thinking for a people that is so embedded with self-hatred that we can kill each other by the dozens, okay, and take no responsibility. I think we tie up teddy bears on the poles and we're, you know, that's about the size of it. We light candles and then we pray and then we march and then we get really angry, and this happens for about maybe a good 2, maybe 3 days, and then it begins to die down. You know, I see I got a caller here, and I want to see if the caller has a question or a comment. Caller, I see you on the 380. Do you have
Hi.
A question or a comment? Yes. Hi.
I have a comment.
Okay.
And I like to say that, you know, it's very, it's disturbing, like the whole story. And as more unfolds, it seems like it gets, you know, even more disgusting. But it's really sad that in this day and age, we have these types of things going on. And it's almost like black life is of no value. It really kind of doesn't matter. It's like it's like a rodent on the side of the road. It's really kind of sad.
Yeah.
But you're right. We do need to stop, you know, going along with the program of what our government or what is set for us. And we do need to start taking our own issues and communities into our own hands. And that's my comment.
Wow.
Thank you.
Okay, okay. Well, you know, women, I think that's a real good comment, and you sound like a pretty intelligent and a pretty youthful caller. And the first thing I want to say is, what do you think about this world that we've left y'all? I mean, what I'm assuming that you're young. I mean, of course, I'm taking for granted. You don't have to give me your age, but am I correct? Are you a young person?
Yes.
Okay. When you look at the world and you look at all the environmental issues that you guys have to deal with, you know, they're talking about now that you guys might not have a Social Security. You already got that stuff to be thinking about, you know, and then they're subjecting you to a war and killing young people by the dozens, especially a minority, black, well, I shouldn't say minority, but black and Latino young folk that are joining the armed services. I mean, and the world that you guys have inherited, and it's still with all that stuff that y'all willing to give up, you still are dealing with stuff that your great-grandmama has dealt with, you know, like in terms of shooting and killing of young black people, whether y'all wearing hoods or whether y'all, you know, I mean, what as a young person, what is that like? What is that feeling?
The feeling is kind of sad that this is the world we live in. But like I said, we have to collectively do things together, not just young people, but everyone, in order for changes to be made. But I mean, we have to take things a day at a time. it's baffling. It's really baffling. I can't really say, oh, I feel this way, because it's honestly every day it seems like, wow, this is the world that we live in. And it's almost like, you know.
Do you think people should, you know, when I see a lot of people saying, do you think a lot of people should say, okay, you know, I'm just sick of this happening and I'm sick of this. Do you think that they should, you know, go out and I don't know how to say this, put hands on people they own self? When you get, do you feel like that? Do you think that is an option that people should think about or not? Should they remain calm, cool, and collective? you know, or do you think sometimes the frustration pulled you to the point where you just want to just buck wild, go crazy? And is that a good thing to do?
I see another
caller here. Anybody chime in? I'm sorry.
I believe that there are going to have, like, something different is going to have to happen. Do I necessarily, I don't know. Again, I think economically, if we got ourselves together, we could do some things differently and maybe things like this wouldn't happen. But I do think that if, you know, if we weren't taken as a joke, if we did send a message when negative things happened to us, that we wouldn't be taken so lightly as a group of people collectively. So if that answers your question.
Yeah, it really does. It really does. I mean, and for those, again, who's listening, we don't got very much time left on the program. If you want to call in and holler at us, we at 310-982-4136. You know, and we just talking about, you know, pretty much events, you know, that's been in the news this week. We had another thing that Rick Santorum called Barack Obama a government nigga. I mean, now this guy is running for president and supposedly the president of all the people. And here we are, 2012, this insulting, you know, this Tea Party code type of message. I don't know what the hell's going on. But to think that this guy would actually, you know, try to pump up a segment of society with these race codes, with all these, with this crazy rhetoric. And to call this person a freaking government nigga? Oh, my God. Okay. So I'm like, who let the dogs out? Okay. Who let them out? Who let them out? I don't find it funny. I find it really sad, you know, that you would even want to represent all of the people. So that's how you know that this all has to be a bunch of craziness. And if you really want to know the truth, I think it all needs to be tore down, all of it, and it just needs to be rebuilt all over again. The temple needs to be, of this system, needs to be just tore down. Just tore down. And then rebuilt on new principles and new structures of and new ideology. I don't know if capitalism is a society that works for human beings, and it is basically a death trap, because any time that you can have law enforcement, and I'm tying all this into, when you have money as your god and you're in a capitalist society, then you'll have situations like a Trayvon, what's happening down there in Florida, where people are hiding, and it seems to be a lot bigger and grander. It's capitalism at full effect. There's money involved. Some of the players, meaning Trayvon, is not privy to having money. So this was a case that was going to be power finding its way to squash its, you know, foot on innocent people, just like an elephant squash an ant. Okay, I mean, and, you know, because of the power, it didn't happen. But this is what it was on its way to being. And this is what happens all the time in a capitalist society. You know, you can't never expect justice because money prevails. So when you're dealing with that kind of entity and you up under that type of rulership, the only thing you can do, because if as a person of color you don't operate off that type of stimulus, then you have to be smart enough and wise enough to manifest your behavior off the kind of stimulus that you really supposed to be operating from up under. See, you can't follow a system that's diametrically opposed to how the way you really think. That's why you can't get along with it. So capitalism don't work for us. Okay? And if we had and pull our 788 billion dollars together, we could probably create a nation within a nation. What you think? You think we can hire some of the best attorneys? You think we could have a defense fund? And we could have a legal system that protects us and a society that operates in a just and a humane way towards each other in a society, the larger society as a whole? Of course. With $788 billion, that's more than a lot of nations. But because we are so unorganized in our thoughts and in our behaviors, we can't deal with that paradigm, and we can't reach that level. But if we could, incidents like Trayvon, Eleanor Bumpus, Amadou Diallo, all those incidents would be at a minimum because we would have money. See what I'm saying? We would take the money that these demons worship as God. We would have the power at that whole $788 billion collectively as a group of people. It don't do nothing but give it back to the same people because they don't have a foundation of what to do and how to, what is it, umoja? Is that what it is, the energy, the principle? Umoja or Kaumba, one of them. Excuse me, y'all. It's one of them. If somebody will look it up and tell me. The point of the matter is, it's not a lot of time, family. Trayvon Martin is just a symptom. It's gonna be another one. It's already been about two or three of them since he's been shot. We got to figure out a way to pull ourselves together, and we have to figure out how we going to get out of this mess collectively so we can take whatever it is to the society at large. And as a matter of fact, we don't really, really have to beg anybody for anything because we'll be in control of the resources that we should be in, you know, and that will put us in a different position to deal with these demons. So that's my thought for tonight, and I'm just happy. I'm happy and I'm blessed actually to be here, and I'm thankful because it could have easily been me or anybody else that's walking out their door anytime that fits that racial profile of a black person. Not necessarily even have to be a black male because they're killing women too, you know. So what we have to do is stay in love and be careful about how we spend our dollars, keep our pennies, and support black business and bang on this beast daily. I love y'all, family, and I hope that you join me on the next stream of To Liberate. Thank you, and good night.